So.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. As I said yesterday, today is the last day we'll do a live show. We'll be rerunning old shows for the rest of the week because we have Thanksgiving upon us. On today's show, during the first hour, we're going to be joined by my good friend and co-host, Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour. And then we're going to change it up. At the top of the second hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Darren Kandow to talk about the effects of creatine and resistance training on muscle wasting associated with aging. Great discussion. How you doing, Rob Regish?
I'm doing great, man. I just got back from the gym. I was up in everything, neck, front, and back, barbell jammer presses, and weighted chins.
I wish I could say that, man. I'm still recovering. My right arm is not strong at all. It's just not come back yet. So,
We'll talk about that today. We got a question. Hope I can help you.
All right. But before we talk about that, I think we need to do something here, okay?
Yeah, shoot.
I think we need to... Since this is kind of our Thanksgiving show, we need to acknowledge how thankful you both of us are that we get to do this for a living and be in the supplement business for a living. I mean, it's really a wonderful thing, and it's all made possible by the people who are listening to this show right now.
Yeah, you know, in my prior career, I wasn't helping anybody except my bosses make their executive bonuses, but. You know, doing this, I'm certain of two things. One, it's what I was put here to do. And secondly, I can lay down at night and say, I made a positive difference in somebody's life.
Right.
And I get that literally every week. So.
It's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, think about where you were a few years ago when you started going through some of the pitfalls of your life and turmoils and divorce. And now fast forward to where you are today. And just look at how wonderful your life is now. I mean, yeah. we all have our challenges, right? I went to sleep last night at 9:30 and woke up at 12:59 like a rocket. I was fasting yesterday. When I fast, I don't sleep well at night. But you know what? Instead of worrying about it, I got some work done. I read a good book. But I mean, everybody has their challenges. But look at how wonderful life really is.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot to be thankful for, and I'm glad you brought it up because it gets overlooked in the commercialization of the holiday, so thank you.
And too many people complain and never do the other thing, which is, you know, I'm thankful for what I have. And everybody in this audience should be thankful because I have to believe that everybody in this audience is healthy, and that alone puts us ahead of the curve with the average American out there. Anything special going on at Coach Rob Regish before we start answering the first question from Mark Robinson?
Yeah, we've got a great special up, but John Braun actually asked me a great question about that. That kind of leads into it,
okay.
So I'll address it then.
Okay. So Mark Robinson says, wondering if you can assist me, please. Looks like my training has caught up with me in time for my 45th birthday. I have been referred to a surgeon due to an AC joint degradation. I've tried all sorts of rehab and reducing overhead work, and then three rounds of cortisone injections. That's a problem right there. To no avail. Do you have any programming that you would recommend so I can keep training without inflaming and aggravating the AC joint?
Yeah, I'm right there with you on the cortisone injections. I would steer clear from those because
it actually causes more damage, right? I mean, I got cortisone injections when I had tendonitis from pulling too much weight one time, and yeah. It made it worse.
Yeah, even the doctors will tell you, you know, you can't do it more than once, maybe twice a year. So, all right, three rounds and it's done. Supplementation-wise, I didn't work this into my answer, but off the top of my head, I've heard this time and time again. Synthogen is known for mm-hmm. healing injuries. The other item you might want to be interested in is Supersesis by USP Labs did me a world of good when I had shoulder issues. And it's like wearing, in my opinion, a suit of armor. So I have no vested interest with them. Take that for what it's worth. I think if you go to CoachRobRegis.com, it's in my store under the supplements link, and you'll find it at the lowest cost that I could for you. So here's what I'd recommend, having said all that. I would first eliminate all movements where your elbows are splayed out at 90 degrees. That means the bench press, the overhead press, etc. So whenever you press or pull, I want you to try to use a pronated or palms facing each other grip. Mm-hmm. Now, most people use dumbbells, okay? Use them if you need to. But that simple change alone will align the elbow properly with your shoulder and your wrist, and it'll save your shoulders. I could go into why it's superior, but I'll save that for another day. You want to substitute movements like I did this morning and use things like the barbell jammer press, where the elbow is in line with the wrists and the shoulders. I do these kneeling, one arm at a time, but both methods work. You know, you can do two hands standing, whatever it may be. I just like to take the body English out of it. I also recommend picking up a copy of Convict Conditioning 1. You can find that in my store, same place Coach Rob recommends at CoachRobRegis.com. I would also suggest Tranquilogen. That has some incredible anti-inflammatory properties. Finally, I would see a good chiro and or physical therapist for treatment, and here's why. You likely have a lot of scar tissue in there, and breaking it up even twice a week is going to make a huge difference. And I can say this, unfortunately, from experience now. I do it for my bicep and tricep in my right arm after carefully watching what my physical therapist is doing. Now, bear in mind, I'm treating my own biceps and triceps and a little bit of the forearm. I don't know if it would be the same for your shoulder, but, you know, carefully watch what the PT is doing. And if it's anything like what mine does, Vaseline up the affected area, get yourself a dull butter knife, run the dull end of it over it. Now, if you feel something like train tracks underneath, that's scar tissue.
Yeah.
You know, 5 to 10 minutes of aggressive therapy like that breaks the scar tissue up, and you will be amazed at how smooth it feels once you're done. And just for reference sake, you know, do it on your good shoulder first. You know, you lube that up and run that same knife over it. It likely you're going to feel it's very smooth, and that's a nice reference point, because when you get over to the bad shoulder and you feel those train tracks, you will know that you have a ton of scar tissue, but the good news is you can do something about it.
You know, the chiro that's working on me now to fix what the chiro that worked on me before did wrong actually has done that to me. I'm trying to think what he calls it. I don't know if it was mesotherapy or prolotherapy. I think it was prolotherapy, but there's another name that the chiros use. And he has all these instruments that, like you said, look like the handle of a butter knife. And he said that my traps have a lot of scar tissue. And it makes sense from all the pulling that I've done over the years. And so he said, well, as long as we're working on your neck, let's do this. And, man, he said, when you do it, you actually can follow. It looks like blood vessels busting, but it's not. It's actually the scar tissue underneath pressing back against the instrument, pinching the skin in between. He said you can actually use that to guide you over where the scar tissue is.
I can't believe you brought that up, because I thought I got that. I got that exact thing after I did it, and they looked like stretch marks. And
yeah.
I was like, this is so cool, man. I'm growing again out of my skin. And then I thought, wait a minute, dummy. If that was really the case, they'd be on your other arm too.
Right.
And sure enough, after a couple of days of not doing it, they will fade. But
you,
yes.
Remember when you were a kid, you would take a nickel, put it underneath a piece of paper, and then trace over it, and you'd have the.
Yeah.
That's exactly what your skin is doing when you go over it with that therapeutic approach. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go ahead and answer John Braun's question. I love saying his name on the show, John Braun, if you ask me
great
again.
Great guy, too.
Yeah. Great blueprint bulletin on for December. Where can I buy the fast fat loss report? If I do the heavy-duty, high-intensity training, what cardio do I use, the HIIT or the long, slow cardio?
That's it. Well, you know, first things first, I appreciate your feedback on December's bulletin, John. You know, among other gems, it details where to get the absolute best GH and testosterone booster around. 25 grams for, get ready, a shade over $6. And yes, it's good stuff. I've used a lot of it. And normally that cheap a price is a red flag, but I don't recommend things I haven't personally used. Now, that issue also included the test results of those 20 protein brands I talked about versus label claim. That's likely what he's alluding to, but it's going to save people hundreds, if not thousands, because let's face it, people buy protein month in and month out. Now, with respect to the, you know, where can you get the fast fat loss special reports, you can find them over at CoachRobRegish.com. And the super special that we're running for just 5 more days, wherein if you do sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, you get over $200 worth of freebies, including, you know, the granddaddy of them all, Blueprint 2.0, 3.0, which is inclusive of the supplement secrets document, Excel-based auto calculators, the Blueprint Meteoric, the last word in recount, the fast fat loss in building, the ultimate over-the-counter anabolic special reports. Those freebies go along with it. And finally, the Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout MP3 download, which I know many, including you, Carl, have had a lot of success with. So,
yeah, it changed my arms. It really did, because my arms never grew. And they've stayed, you know, I don't do a whole lot of arm work, and what I have done with that program stayed.
Yeah, and I would think if nothing else worked that I was giving you, even though it will, you know, 3/4 of an inch on your upper arm that sticks around for years, I'd call that a bargain.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, when you bottom line it, a subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin is 50 cents a day, right, if you join monthly. And it's as low as 40 cents a day if you sign up annually. And you know what? It's got groundbreaking and money-saving information in every issue. I can't think of a better investment, because literally, like this one issue on the protein brands, I guarantee 90% of guys are using some protein that's either way underdosed or doesn't contain a fraction of what the label claims are. And there were some big names on this report. So, you know, instead of keep taking it and shoveling your money these clowns every month and getting ripped off, you know, at least get the right information, understand what brands are quality and meet their label claims, and invest in those every month, you know?
If you're going to spend the money and you're going to get crap protein and not one and wonder what why it's not working for you and why you're putting on body fat when you're pounding down 4 scoops a day of something that you think is 25 grams of protein and 2 grams of carbs, and it ends up being 16 grams of sugar and 6 grams of protein. I mean, it's forget about the waste of money. It's counterproductive. And I got to do a plug here, a shameless plug. But we're going to have Ron Pena from Quest Nutrition on the show, because they just introduced their protein powder in the wake of this nightmare. And one of the things that I can say about them is this: they buy their raw protein from the source, from companies like Glambia. They have their own blend, a ribbon blending system. They don't have some co-packer who is using questionable tactics to produce their protein. So if you want a go-to protein that you don't have to worry about, try the new Quest protein powder. It's fantastic. Now, I know some people are going to say, yeah, but it's got a tiny little bit of sucralose in it. It's the last thing. It's got stevia and sucralose. Why did they use that? Well, because they were trying to achieve the best flavor, and that came with a little bit of sucralose. If you don't like a little bit of sucralose, then don't use it. But if it doesn't bother you, they've got an amazing protein powder, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, I have no doubt. I mean, like what you said makes total sense. If it's coming from Glambia or Optimum, you know, those are the companies, as long as there's not funny business.
Well,
going
Glambia,
on,
maybe, Glambia owns Optimum now. They bought it.
Okay. Yeah. So there we go. So
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, but it's where if it's being co-packed, if some commercial a producer is buying the protein powder and blending it for you, and they need to meet a price to get your business. Well, guess what? The reason they're probably able to meet that price is because they're not using all protein powder. They're adding amino acids to achieve a certain level of nitrogen when it's not what it's supposed to be.
I'll go into it someday, but some industry insider who will remain nameless dropped some information on me that is just absolutely astounding, eye-opening. And this guy's no hack. He's been around a long time himself. So
here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Dan Zipel. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Rob Regish and the Blueprint. Go to CoachRobRegish.com. And your friends will think you're taking steroids, but you're not. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Rob, Dan Zipel says, I keep hearing you talk about the hip belt squat. I have solid legs except for the teardrop muscle above the knee. This is common, by the way. What am I doing wrong? Also, how hard is it compared to regular squats?
You know, I've been hoping somebody would ask that last question, but here goes. Relative to how hard are they compared to regular squats, they're a lot more demanding than conventional squats. And now, well, many will find that hard to believe. Here's why. Your center of gravity in the hip belt is extremely low compared to other squatting movements such as the Olympic high bar or even low bar squatters. Don't expect to use huge poundages, and here's why. Ricky Dale Crane, who is acknowledged as one of the greatest squatters in history, discovered that doing just three sets of 10 or 12 with 275 to 300 pounds with the hip belt was brutally rough on his bionic quads, hips, and hamstrings. And consider the fact that he was capable of squatting well over 700 pounds at a body weight of, get this, 175.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, with respect to your lack of lower quad muscle, that's a consequence of traditional squats, so-called turn-up thighs. Most simply aren't going deep enough, but doing so poses its own hazards, specifically strained ligaments. And let's face it, as the weights get heavier, the squats get higher. You know, you've all seen this in your gyms. Guys start cutting the depth and high-fiving each other after the lift, saying, yeah, you got it. No, you didn't. The hip belt.
No, you didn't.
It's true. You know, the hip belt essentially removes all limiting factors and it hones in on the legs. It is similar to the hack squat machine, which trainees use specifically to target the vastus medialis or the teardrop muscle, as he says.
But you got to go beyond parallel. That's really where the magic is with this muscle.
Yes, yes. And it's always a trade-off, though. That's a risk. But in any case, the hip belt does so, though, with far less stress on the spine, while delivering all of the functional stabilization and balance of a free squat. So, you know, I was in there just 2 days ago doing it, and for all of my recovery-related efforts, it really registered. So, all right.
How much do you think the hip belt squat, the difficulty level of it has to do with a starting in the hole and coming out?
You know, that it's a fair amount, but I've seen guys set it up such that, and I'm one of them, such that they can take it off of a raised platform.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's still brutal.
Yeah.
It's still
gotcha.
Brutal.
Okay.
So, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. This is an investment that'll pay dividends for decades, if not generations. Iron Mind makes top shelf stuff and you will be supporting one of the true good guys in our business. You will find it right in my store at CoachRobRegish.com. It's under fitness equipment and you will note it's number one on my hit list and for good reason. It's that damn good.
Let's see if we can get Marty Lund's question answered. He says, what's the deal with Huberzine A? Does it work, and how do I take it? It's been around for
a
long time.
Yeah, it's a powerful all-natural alkaloid that does rapidly boost focus and concentration. It is best used, in my opinion, with a gram of alpha GPC, which works to increase mental alertness and physical performance via an increase in acetylcholine. So why take Huberzine A? Because it inhibits acetylcholine esterase, which is the enzyme responsible for breaking down acetylcholine. The chemical action of Huberzine A is very precise. It fits into an area of the enzyme where acetylcholine is supposed to attach. Huberzine A thus plays blocker, preventing acetylcholine esterase from grabbing and destroying acetylcholine. It is such a potent and selective inhibitor of acetylcholine esterase, it's used in micrograms, not milligrams, micro. So by prolonging the life of acetylcholine, it vastly enhances stuff like alpha GPC's effects, which itself, by its lonesome, delivers a serious boost in strength. It has been used worldwide for decades, has an excellent safety profile, and is widely considered to be the most potent acetylcholine esterase inhibitor available. As for dosing, I've seen it used anywhere from 50 to 200 micrograms per day. Suggest starting out on the low end of that and graduating up as needed. It really is an effective supplement, but even more so when stacked with these other agents.
My son messaged me about Huperzine A not too long ago as a study aid, and he's stacking it with another product that you recommend, and that is phenylpyrazetam. And he said those two together are very noticeable. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Well,
thinking alpha GPC together with all three of them?
Yeah, well, you know, as luck would have it, on my special reports detail a nootropic stack that you can put together that just so happens to combine several of those items along with some truly synergistic other products. Now, I will drop this. First to second quarter 2015, if all goes well, I will have a product that is designed exclusively to amplify the mind-to-muscle connection and therefore strength via the central nervous system. And it will be a blockbuster when it hits. It's not going to amp you up. It's not going to make you shaky and paranoid. It is going to put you in the zone, and you will lift unquestionably heavier weights for more repetitions, which is the physiological trigger for muscle growth overload.
Interesting. And it's not going to be a stim type product.
Nope. I mean, you know, it's easy to play that game. Just jack up the caffeine, jack up the Yohimbe, whatever you want to call it, alpha Yohimbe. And, you know, kids get all shaky and cracked out, and they think that's cool because they can feel – they think that's cool so they can feel – you know, just because they feel something. Well, you know, you don't have to be in this business long to know that the only thing that does is impairs, not improves your performance in the gym.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from Ken Jugan. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. The website is CoachRobRegish.com. Go there or be square. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Do you have an elderly loved one, or maybe you have someone you're training that is getting up in years? You're going to want to listen to the second half of today's show when we talk about how resistance training and supplementing with creatine can actually reverse the age-related muscle wasting that occurs. Right now we have a question for Rob Regish from Ken Jugan. He says, I've heard you speak highly about yerba mate extract, but it's a lot more expensive than straight coffee. Around here, I can get 90 caps, 200 milligrams of caffeine for less than $4. Is it really worth the extra money?
Yeah, well, in a word, Ken, yes, it is. So let's talk about why. Yerba mate has a staggering list of benefits due to the fact it contains no less than 196 actives, 24 vitamins and minerals, 15 amino acids, 11 polyphenols, and other powerful antioxidants. It's also high in chlorophyll, and get this, it boasts a higher polyphenol and antioxidant content than even green tea. It's in some incredible stuff. You know, as a stimulant and fat burner, caffeine isn't the best choice, especially when the objective in question is fat loss. Pharmacologically, caffeine is just one of a group of compounds known as methylxanthines. You will often find it listed on these fat burners as 1,3,7-trimethylxanthine, wink, wink, caffeine. And while caffeine is well, while it's well known to induce central nervous system stimulation, there are kinder, gentler, and lesser known xanthines in yerba mate with even further reaching benefits. In this case, theophylline and theobromine. Now, with respect to fat loss, in 1999, researchers at Swiss University studied various commercially available plant preparations that all claimed that, you know, they caused fat loss. They noticed no significant increase in either energy expenditure or respiratory quotient with any of them, except yerba mate, where a drop in respiratory quotient was observed, indicating a rise in fat oxidation. So one final note, the rise and fall in energy levels that you get with yerba mate is a lot smoother versus straight USP caffeine. It's much like ephedra versus ephedrine. It really shines in the no crash department. It's just a smooth rise, you know, to a peak and then a very gentle decline. There's no crash. So with so many benefits beyond just energy, I hope you can see why I recommend it.
This question comes from Joe Lessard. He says, what's with the horny goatweed stuff? I'd have thought it'd be gone by now, but there's plenty of it still for sale. I see it combined with Tribulus, another thing that I thought would have been gone by now, and other things, but as a standalone ingredient too.
Yeah. Epimedium, a.k.a. horny goat weed, has been used in China for centuries for improving male sexual performance and as an anti-aging herb. So, and scientific research has isolated one compound therein, leading to its effects, something known as icarins. Part of the promising evidence that's building interest in this horny goat weed as a sex enhancer is it contains an enzyme blocking, or it has rather, an enzyme blocking activity. And by blocking an enzyme that restricts blood flow, specifically out of certain organs, it can improve erectile performance. There is also evidence to suggest horny goat weed could have phosphodiesterase inhibiting properties, much like other products used for enhancing erections. Aside from promoting erectile function, other studies also found horny goat weed could have neurogenerative effects. The extract also increases the expression of nitric oxide. So, you know, you get a better pump in the gym, too, with this stuff. Beyond that, horny goat weed has a lot of other benefits. It really excels in improving cardiovascular, bone, and brain health, and it's a potent antioxidant which protects the body from free radicals. It works as a signaling molecule, and in doing so, it resets critical plasma levels, including fatty acids and muscle carnosine levels. And last but not least, there is some evidence to suggest it's a testosterone mimetic, which may benefit certain populations, not the least of which would be those with prostate cancer, where testosterone therapy is contraindicated. The reason it's still out there, it's the same as for Trib. It has a tangible, feelable effect, mm-hmm. You know, and people generally stick with items that they can see and feel working. You know, if you're using it as a standalone, 900 milligrams of a product standardized for 40% icarins works and works well. Spread that doses out, that dosage out three times a day, so 300, 300, and 300. That gets you to the grocery store.
So what you're saying basically is that horny goat weed is not bad for you.
No, it's not. You know, at first that makes you laugh, but then you think, you know, for the guy selling it, it sticks in your head.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
Icarin has been shown to influence stem cell differentiation, so that's another role that it has with the anti-aging side of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really remarkable.
Let's go ahead and hit this next question so that we can move on to the blueprint tip of the day. This comes from Earl Hebner. He says, I know you read a lot. Come across anything interesting lately? I mean, things that are assumed but really not true, surprising, or counterintuitive. It doesn't have to be supplement-related, but I like it when scared cows are exposed. Oh, sacred cows are exposed.
Sacred cows, yeah.
Scared cows. Well, horny goats and scared cows. There you go.
You know, as a matter of fact, Earl, I brushed up on three of them recently, and they were a surprise to me. So let's take them one by one. First, L-tryptophan. It's not just for sleep. It brightens a woman's outlook on life. Psychologists from the University of Oxford reached that conclusion after doing tests on 20 women. Okay, small study, but still. Specifically, they consumed 3 grams a day of L-tryptophan, and the supplement did have a subtle but measurable effect. And this is where it gets interesting. Half the women got a placebo. The other half took a dose of tryptophan that had a maximum effect on their serotonin level. Apparently, they deduced 3 grams. After 2 weeks, the researchers got the women to watch film clips of faces expressing different emotions like anger, disgust, and happiness. Interestingly enough, tryptophan strengthened the recognition of happiness but reduced the recognition of disgust. Could save your marriage. Now, you've heard of milk being good for you? Not so, especially if you're a woman. Researchers at Uppsala University in Sweden recently published a study showing that every glass of milk you drink daily increases your chance of an early death and broken bones. The culprit is thought to be the sugar galactose. Animal studies have shown galactose speeds up the aging process, and the Swedes, in contrast to that small study before, the Swedes followed a group of over 60,000 women since the late 80s and a group of 50,000 men since the mid 90s. You know, they got their subjects to complete questionnaires on their dairy consumption. They also recorded the number of broken bones and fatalities that occurred. Here's what they found. Milk had little effect on men. Every glass they drank each day increased their chance of dying by 1% and their chance of breaking a bone by about the same amount. The women fared far worse. For every glass of milk they drank, their chance of dying increased by 15%, and their chance of breaking a bone increased by 2%.
Now, was this milk from grass-fed cows? Was it a non-homogenized full-fat milk? Was it milk was unpasteurized? I doubt it.
That was my thought precisely,
yeah.
Carl. You know,
if it did all these things, it wouldn't look. This is my problem with milk. It's like somebody comparing eating beef with eating processed meat that's made in by Smithfield Farms, and going, well, you know, meat's bad for you. Well, yeah, maybe hot dogs are bad for you, but steak isn't bad for you. This research on milk ignores the importance of real milk versus this crap that they produce today.
Farm to table. Yeah, I almost guarantee, I'm right there with you, almost guarantee they were not using raw, unpasteurized milk that you can find at farms. And I've had it, and it is fantastic. It is a world of difference.
Well, if it did those horrible things to us, it wouldn't be in the Bible as a way to refer to abundance and health, the land of milk and honey. There's a reason why they use those two particular things that today are pasteurized, adulterated, homogenized, and everything else. They weren't back then. If they harmed people, they would have never used the word milk to imply abundance and health. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we have the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Rob Regish, CoachRobRegish.com, CoachRobRegish.com, CoachRobRegish.com. It's like Beetlejuice. If you say it three times, he'll show up at your gym and kick your butt. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call Recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second-guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Blueprint tip of the day. Synthogen Stablemate is almost here. New anabolic agent arriving at Predator soon. Really?
Yeah. You know, it's been over a year since I formulated a new product, so it's high time to get back in the game. And this time, I am returning to my roots, which is to say, growing muscle at an accelerated rate. And while Synthogen remains the undisputed king of recovery, there is a new sheriff in town when it comes to growth. And I'm not talking about hormone-based growth, as you'll come to know and understand shortly. And its name is Progenadrex. For the first time, then, I'm going to be disclosing its ingredients right here on SHR.
I know what it is. Let me say it, Rob. It's Trenbolone, it's Dianabol, and it's methandrostenolone, right? Right? That's what it is, Rod, right?
In a test base, yeah. I wish, brother. No, it's the first ingredient is anacyclus perithrum, which a tip of the hat here to PES, who originally debuted this ingredient way back when. I forget the name of their product, but they were the first to use it. What's important to point out, though, in this formula, Progenadrex, is all tested extracts, ethanol, petroleum ether, and water, have been found to be effective in accelerating muscle growth. Only one of those, though, has boosted testosterone to any significant degree, actually doubling it, the ethanol extracts. So accordingly, that's what we use, and a healthy whack of it at that. We're going to see why that's important in a bit, but for now, know that it provides an androgen boost that obviously is coveted by many athletes. Anacyclus, though, really is the king of nutrient repartitioning and substrate storage. Those terms are thrown around a lot, and it's difficult to gauge because nobody, you know, other than doing a muscle biopsy, you know, it's hard to say, is that really working? Well, subjectively, it works like this. You're going to experience a swelling of the muscle cell based on mostly glycogen. Whatever carbs you eat are going to go directly into the muscle. And by all accounts, you will crave more carbs and realize much greater muscle fullness. Why? Remember, the suffix is hydrate, meaning for every gram of glycogen stored, your body pulls in nearly 3 grams of water with it, effectively tripling muscle cell volume. second ingredient, Maxogenin. This is an ingredient I know well, perhaps better than anyone in the industry, given my 20-year history with the compound. It is no stretch to say that I have used just about every Laxogenin product going back to the original Mesobolan put out by Amino Discounters in the early 90s. Yet, companies have been missing a key qualifier for Laxogenin to exert its full effects, an optimal androgen level, right? Now, for example, one of Serov's papers, Dr. Serov in the former Soviet Union, details Laxogenin and how it works, right? Now, from the paper, and I have copies of both of these, an experimental study on the anabolic activities of six keto derivatives of some natural sapogenins, and I quote, castration of the rats resulted in 26% less growth versus intact rats of the same age. In the even rarer companion paper that I have, Novel, Natural, and Non-Hormonal Anabolic Agents Derived from Plants, this point is again hammered home, and I quote, castration of the animals weakens the anabolic effect of Laxogenin. What does this tell us? It tells us that some level of testosterone or androgen must be present in order for Laxogenin to exert its full effects. So acting as a testosterone mimetic or catalyst, anacyclis ensures Laxogenin's full potential is realized by doubling, essentially, your test level. So we've boosted testosterone, we've improved glycogen storage, we've maximized protein synthesis with Laxogenin, and we've done that with just two ingredients. Enter the next three, creatine hydrochloride, RALA, and disodium phosphate. Creatine hydrochloride is unique in that studies have shown it to be 59 times more soluble in water than creatine mono. Now remember, your body exists in a water medium, so due to that higher solubility, the recommended dose for creatine hydrochloride is much lower than that for monohydrate. De facto, there is no loading dose necessary, no mixing up grams of gritty powders or bloat associated with it. It is simply a much more effective form of creatine. RALA in biotin, RALA is unquestionably, right, the R isomer that enhances the effect of creatine. The effect of the L isomer is less, and you need only look into the American Journal of Physiology. They established that in 1997. This is especially true if you're co-ingesting with carbohydrates, like you should be, as Progenadrex was designed to amplify the most powerful anabolic you can put in your body, food. Biotin is added to prevent a depletion of such, because when high-dose ALA is used, it depletes the body of biotin. Without it, this supplemental biotin, you're going to be running into skin issues your first week, and you will notice it first in your lips. They get chapped real fast. So every base has been covered with nothing left to chance. And finally, we get to disodium phosphate. It is often overlooked, but sodium is even more important for creatine uptake than insulin is. And that's according to studies done in several peer-reviewed medical journals. By providing a precise dose along with creatine hydrochloride and RALA, you are guaranteed to maximize creatine uptake, utilization, and performance where other products fail. It is faster, it works better, and your results will come quicker, a lot quicker. Here's the bottom line. With Progenadrex, you will rapidly achieve greater muscle size, strength, and pumps, almost like you're on a pro hormone. Now, best of all, there's no post-cycle therapy needed because you're not disrupting your body's own natural testosterone production. All of the ingredients have been documented to be quite safe and, in fact, healthy. Progenadrex will be for sale soon at Predator. It's being distributed by Fusion Supplements. And I, for one, can't wait to see what guys can accomplish with it.
Have you had any testers use it yet, or are you getting ready to do that?
We have had a lot of the same testers that have used Synthogen. I've used it myself. It has a like Synthogen, has almost an immediate effect. Now, Synthogen's immediate effect is you take it before and after your workout, you wake up the next day and you feel like you didn't work out.
Right.
That's pretty profound, especially when you can continue doing that. You get more productive sessions in every week, month, or year. Your progress accelerates accordingly. With Progenadrex, after maybe 3 days at most, you will notice a profound difference in muscle fullness due to the fact that it is shuttling virtually all of the food that you eat, but in particular carbs, into the muscle, which is attracting large amounts, three times the amount of water into the muscle cell along with the glycogen. And as long as you're doing that, you might as well have the ultimate cell volumizer, creatine, come along for the ride and ensure that RALA is there to optimize the insulin release, meaning if there's not enough insulin around, it will improve it. It'll still get the creatine into the muscle cell. And disodium phosphate. I can't believe the number of companies that have missed the boat on this, but the creatine transporter is almost entirely responsible for getting it into the muscle cell, far more so than even insulin. And I remember the original studies done by EIS back in the day on their Phosphagen XT product or whatever they called it. You know, they arrived at, oh, my God, if we take 35 grams of simple sugars and we give them 5 grams of creatine along with it, you get a ton more uptake into the muscle cell. Okay, those are a lot of simple sugars, though. And they were asking guys to do this 4 or 5 times a day, at least during the loading phase.
Right.
You know, what's that, 70, 140, 50 grams of sugar? No thanks. No thanks. There's no reason to do that, especially with things like RALA and disodium phosphate.
This really sounds exciting, Rob.
It is, and it's a product.
And when will it be available?
Worst case scenario, end of December.
And what do you think the price range will be?
I honestly don't know, and I'm not being coy. I'm just I can't figure out the British pounds to American dollars conversion.
Will people have to buy it and have it shipped from the UK, or will there be a U.S. Distribution source as well?
You know, we haven't discussed that yet. Predator and Mass, working as closely together as they have in the past, it wouldn't surprise me, you know, if they co-distribute it. But that hasn't been broached yet. It will. Those of you in the UK will have dibs on it first. I would imagine the people in the United States, if you're interested, you could have it mailed over here. Obviously, the shipping's going to be a little much, but, you know, it's not like 5-pound jugs of whey protein.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get socks for hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
So
we've come to the end of the interview. We have to plug your website again. It's CoachRobRegish.com. I would imagine that you'll have information up at CoachRobRegish.com as this becomes more available, right?
Very shortly.
So yeah. Check it out there. Rob, I won't talk to you till after the holiday. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same there. Same there, boss. Thanks for having me on.
Make sure Nicholas Maximus consumes mucho, mucho turkey, okay?
Copious amounts
of turkey. All right, see you later, brother.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about sarcopenia, age-related muscle loss, and the benefits of resistance training and supplementing with creatine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You know what it is when it is when we do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go.
Welcome back. Sarcopenia is age-related muscle wasting. It happens to everybody. And it's a very, very dangerous condition, much more dangerous than people think. The loss of being able to be ambulatory usually ends up in falls that could curtail the length of a person's life. Frailty directly has been associated with increased mortality in elderly individuals. My next guest is Dr. Darren Kandow. He's with the Faculty of Kinesiology and Health Studies at the University of Regina in Saskatchewan. How you doing, Dr. Kandow?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic. This is really a much more important topic. And I have to tell you, in almost 10 years of doing this show, I'm really excited that the medical orthodoxy is starting to pay attention to muscle and not thinking that it's about vanity and things that do not play a role in health and longevity, because it really, really does.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. A lot of the press comes to, obviously, chronic diseases, you know, obesity, diabetes. But if you look at the inactivity of the human body, that might be a contributing factor for all those diseases. So if we can sort of reverse the thinking and improve muscle function, which allows us to perform activities of daily living easier, there's probably a greater chance that we could stave off chronic diseases and live functionally independent later in life.
And that's one of the intrinsic values of muscle, obviously, the ability to be ambulatory, to be able to function. We know also that muscle signals bone to upregulate in bone density. But also, I think one of the extrinsic values of muscle that's now starting to really be better understood by the scientific community is the sheer value of its real estate, if you will. We know that muscle produces hormones like leptin. We thought only fat did that. Now we know muscle does that. And we also know that the amount of muscle you carry can guard you against developing metabolic disorders like insulin resistance, because muscle is the greatest consumer of blood sugar. And so it's now starting to come to we actually did a show this year that showed that just the amount of muscle you carry can predict your longevity as you age. When you get, and the study looked at both men and women who maintained a certain amount of muscle mass up through, I want to say, 55, and men through 65, it was directly correlated with their longevity. Do you remember that study that was published this year?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been some really good landmark studies. And the key, I think a lot of aging individuals may feel a little scared or intimidated, but we've always said you're never too old to start. And it's all based on a relative progression. An individual who's 70 or 80 obviously would have to progress with exercise in a progressive manner to achieve the health benefits. But you're absolutely right. If we can increase muscle mass and probably just as important strength, that allows the individual to live longer, free of disease, perform activities of daily living. And then it has a whole cascade of positive effects on other systems in the body. We now know that resistance exercise has a phenomenal benefit on the neuromuscular system. It also has great benefits on bone density. If we can put on more body size or a little bit more muscle mass, that's probably going to have a better fat profile. So we're really understanding a lot of new information that's come out recently. Some great work at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, has recently shown that picking a light weight to fatigue instead of the traditional 3 sets of 10 repetitions has phenomenal benefit for someone who's a little bit scared of exercise.
Right.
And you get some beneficial effects. And we just have a publication now that's coming out in the Journal of Nutrition, Health, and Aging, where we have postmenopausal women pick a very light weight, about 30% of their maximal effort, and they simply would perform the repetition to fatigue, and we actually saw an increase in strength. So I think the dogma of always picking heavy weights has changed a little bit.
Yes.
And some new research is coming out to support that.
Well, and I don't want to belabor this, but I feel vindicated, and I'll tell you why. Because almost 10 years ago when I first started doing this show, for the first year and a half, every episode, I was only on once a week back then, I would sign off by saying these words. I would say, muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. Because my argument was, we spend all of our effort trying to amass enough money to last our entire life, but then that money is spent the last third of our lives wheeling us from room to room in a chair and changing our diaper. And if you don't make sure that you have enough muscle on your carcass to stand the length of your life, that money's not going to matter to you. And the reality is that this is actually becoming this is becoming a reality now. We're starting to understand that. And I love it, because it used to be that the majority of mainstream doctors, they ignored the value of muscle. BMI is a perfect example that they're ignoring the value of muscle. And now that's even starting to change. They're going, you know, lean body mass is not body fat. We need to be able to differentiate between these two. It's exciting.
It's an excellent analogy, because I often tell my students to try to build up as much muscle and bone mass now in the early years, because unfortunately, our body's physiology process does start to deteriorate. And you start losing. So once you start losing muscle and bone, you inevitably start putting on more body fat. And that can have a number of health consequences. And obviously independent of diet, but this whole idea around metabolic syndrome is really coming to light in the last 5 years, and we think that muscle or having more health or quality of muscle is a really beneficial effect for a number of health beneficial factors, and not to mention the staving off of chronic diseases.
Well, and yesterday we did a show, memory loss related to Alzheimer's disease has been reversed for the very first time by a group at UCLA.
Okay.
Who have taken a very integrative approach, and I really mean integrative. They didn't just look at a variety of different pharmaceutical interventions. They looked at exercise, they looked at meditation, they looked at nutrition, they looked at supplementation, they looked at hormones. They looked at all these things, and they found 36 individual pathways that when you activate each of them, you can, and they have had success, albeit it's a small trial, but it's going to lead to a bigger trial now. And one of the things we learned is that resistance training increases a variety of neuronal growth factors that improve the plasticity of the brain. It's not about cardio. It's about resistance training. And that to look at, so we know that resistance training affects muscle, but now to find that it affects the brain, this is a game changer now.
Absolutely. And it the other potential benefit of resistance training versus cardio, there's actually good evidence now suggesting that you may actually burn more body fat with resistance training compared to a traditional cardiovascular training.
Mm-hmm.
And some phenomenal researchers in British Columbia, Canada here are actually, and a lot of your listeners would be well-versed on, is this whole idea of high-intensity interval training.
Yes.
And how it releases a whole cascade of anti-aging signals that the more intense the body goes through for a time, really efficient strategy, has phenomenal benefits. No one has time usually to go out for an hour, 2 hour run if you're very busy, but these new strategies that are becoming popular and very effective, mind you, I think we can put it all together for almost new policy regarding how exercise can be anti-aging.
This is such an exciting time. It really, really is. Yeah. I feel this for the first time the past couple years, now that the scientific community is going, wow, look what resistance training can contribute. Well, look what muscle contributes. I feel that it's really exciting. Okay, so let's talk about your research. So earlier you said in this dialogue that, you know, the older you get, it just becomes harder and harder to put on muscle. But with a variety of different therapeutic approaches, which can include, now you don't talk about this in this research, hormone replacement as well. But mm-hmm. your group actually took two approaches, and that is resistance training, but you added a supplement, which is creatine monohydrate, correct?
Yes, correct. We've done well over 20 studies now in young and aging individuals, and the niche we found is that the aging body, obviously it's probably more important from a health standpoint to target those populations. So we considered the aging body 50 years and above, and the main reason for that is after the fourth decade, we really see a statistically rapid decrease in muscle, and that correlates with a loss of bone tissue. So for females, obviously going through the premenopausal and then, of course, postmenopausal stages, they're very susceptible to bone loss, and the health care costs worldwide are probably in the trillions of dollars just specifically on bone loss. But when we look at the well-known established effects of resistance training, anybody that will do a structured resistance training program should increase three things immediately. It would be muscle mass, strength, and endurance. And if you do it for a long period of time, usually about 6 months, you'd probably get a significant increase in bone mass. So to tell an individual, even in the early years, you should do this for the rest of your life is one of the first strategies we try to produce. But we sort of wanted to look at the effects of something called creatine monohydrate. All human bodies produce it. It's just there to maintain adenosine triphosphate, or basically the amount of energy we have in our cells. So therefore, you can exercise longer. And creatine is found naturally in red meat and seafood. And we produce about 2 grams a day in the human body, and we just excrete about 2 grams as well. So there's a nice balance.
Right.
But the interesting thing is when you supplement the diet in a higher capacity, and we usually use a specific dose based on body size, and the average dose could be anywhere from 6 to 10 grams a day, when you combine that with weight training and as little as 10 weeks or above, we actually find really great muscle and bone health benefits. So this could be an anti-aging strategy, which could stave off prolonged later diseases later in life. But the increase in muscle mass and strength, hopefully that correlates to an increase in functionality, which is the ultimate goal of an aging body.
And there's so many other benefits to creatine, and we actually talked a little bit about this in past shows because of the relationship to homocysteine and as an independent marker of heart disease, arteriosclerosis, but more importantly, chronic inflammation. And homocysteine is produced when it's thrown off when the body produces creatine. So supplementing with creatine has some other benefits that you don't address in this research, but it's worthy of mentioning now for an aging population that tends to start to become more prone to chronic inflammation that does not resolve itself, but more importantly, brain function. There's numerous good studies out there that show that creatine improves cognition in elderly people. It improves recovery from stroke. It improves cognition in military and shift workers. It's a great great supplement that has been maligned in the past because sports enthusiasts have, it's an anabolic steroid. No, it's not. As you point out, it's an amino acid that's found in all animal protein. It's highest in pork and tuna fish, by the way.
Yes, and it has a number of health benefits. I mean, from neuromuscular diseases such as Parkinson's, ALS, and even some MS research is showing promise. So it has gone from more of a bodybuilding athletic strategy now being used heavily in the medical community. And we've recently published two reviews and a paper in Medicine, Science, and Sports and Exercise last week showing that postmenopausal females actually get a decrease in the rate of bone loss with creatine. So now actually creatine, not only for muscle, but it's having phenomenal benefits for bone.
So let's do this. Let's take a break and then let's get into this most recent paper that you produced. And let's understand how exactly the study was designed. We're talking with Dr. Darren Kandow. We're talking about the effects of creatine supplementation plus resistance training on sarcopenia in elderly adults. And guess what? 50 plus. I'm 56. I'm one of those guys. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the card. Carl recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. And remember, if this works for older people, it works for younger people too. We're talking with Dr. Darren Kandow. So how was this study designed, Dr. Kandow?
Well, the most recent one we developed, it was at two centers, one at the University of Saskatchewan and here at the University of Regina. And we wanted to investigate the potential, as you mentioned earlier, the interface between muscle and bone interactions. So it's well established in controlled studies that creatine with resistance training can have a positive effect on muscle biology. And if you look at bone cells, they rely on creatine for energy as well. So the theory was that if bone cells can take the creatine powder and start laying down more matrix to the bone, that could have phenomenal benefits for individuals at risk for osteopenia, osteoporosis, or other bone-related disorders. And the study came out 2 weeks ago in Medicine and Science and Sports and Exercise, and we showed that after 12 months, so a full year of supervised resistance training, just 3 times a week, a dose that's relative to body size, about 8 grams, consumed every day during that year, the postmenopausal females who took the creatine during resistance training, they actually had a decrease in bone loss, which was statistically significant compared to placebo. In other words, the creatine preserved the female's bone more than a carbohydrate-based placebo. It was the first clinical trial register that actually showed a beneficial effect, and we're currently in a 5-year study right now looking at 2 years of supervised resistance training with creatine to see the effect on bone, and then we actually have funding for a following year. Does that increase in bone potentially decrease the risk of falls and fracture?
Now, unless I missed something, there have been research studies in the past that have looked at resistance training by itself, and
yes,
we know that this can upregulate bone mineral uptake and bone density. So
yes,
how do we know that this is not an indirect effect of creatine because these individuals are getting a little bit stronger, maybe able to do 1 or 2 extra reps than they normally would, and this is just more of an ergogenic side effect to being able to train better and harder?
Yeah, and absolutely. There's been about 7 to 9 studies published worldwide on creatine. And from a mechanistic standpoint, creatine can actually have a direct effect on bone cells. So when bone cells are incubated with creatine, they actually start replicating, or the osteoblast cells, which are the bone-building
right,
cells, get stronger. And then a study at McMaster University in rodents actually showed that rodents who consumed a creatine-enriched chow actually got an increase in bone mineral density. also we say, well, maybe there's some evidence to suggest it could work in humans. And this is the very first clinical study to show that when compared to a placebo in resistance training, which we consider resistance training by itself,
right,
the creatine actually had a beneficial effect, yeah, and it improved upper body muscle strength in the postmenopausal women as well. And we've previously shown that men improved bone mineral content when they consume creatine resistance training compared to resistance training alone. So, yes, it can have a direct effect on muscle, which is well established, but we now actually think it has a beneficial effect on bone. So this could have enormous applications for healthcare around the world, that you may not need a drug such as a bisphosphonate,
right,
for hormone replacement. What if you actually increase creatine in the diet from red meat or seafood during your resistance training program? That could have enormous potential benefits for females as well as males. So we have a number of studies ongoing, but that one was just published in the medical journal of the American College of Sports Medicine.
Well, or just supplementation, because, you know, the problem, I mean, I am not afraid of red meat. I eat grass pasture fed beef. I drink grass pasture unpasteurized milk. But there's a movement abreast to get people to do meatless Mondays, and meat is the devil. And it seems like just supplementing with creatine monohydrate, it's so inexpensive. That alone would eliminate the concerns with, well, I'm going to increase my meat. My doctor says that's going to lead to heart disease or cancer. A creatine monohydrate supplement is just so cheap.
It's cheap, and I will say it's very metabolically safe. In that study I was just referring to, we went a little bit further, and we assessed blood and urine for liver and kidney function every 4 months. And there was no differences between placebo over for a year. So the theory or the anecdotal reports that creatine could be unsafe, we feel that it is a safe compound if it's done in a laboratory or a supervised session. And the other thing I will point out, we don't really see any evidence in the human that supplementing creatine without exercise is beneficial.
Uh-huh.
There seems to have to be the joint combination of creatine plus the mechanical stimulus from exercise.
Well, post-exercise supplementation facilitates uptake by muscle, which you don't see without the exercise. So that might be the magic there. But just out of curiosity, a couple things come to mind. First of all, when supplementing with creatine, there is an increase in creatinine, and a lot of doctors misunderstand this when looking at liver enzyme panels to think that there's something going awry. Well, if you supplement with creatine, you should expect certain liver markers to go up. Isn't that true?
They should go up, but the key, if the individual is healthy, we get a little cautious when the individual is assessed with low creatinine clearance. That's showing that, obviously, you're right, with exercise or creatine supplementation, blood creatine or creatinine levels will be higher because it's a byproduct of the metabolism.
Right.
But if the individual, after we look at the liver and kidney, they have low creatinine clearance, that's an indication that they could have kidney impairment.
Okay.
A high creatinine clearance is fine because that means the kidneys are working very healthy, excreting it from the body. So you're right. If I went out and did a heavy exercise session with weights, my blood creatinine levels would be high, same as creatine kinase, because I'm using that as a metabolite. So some GPs, if they're not a sports-related, may overestimate the effects, absolutely.
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to just throw one more curveball here. I don't know that you have any data, but maybe some anecdotal information. With the world on statin drugs, we know that statins can actually cause a premature response by the kidneys because of a breakdown in muscle tissue and creatinine flooding the kidneys, and can actually cause kind of a rhabdo type effect. And where does creatine fit into the individual that might be taking statin drugs? And then I've got a bunch of other questions. So stay tuned. We've got a lot of good discussion going on. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Just to know your name, 17 Jackson.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cree alkaline and pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein, protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
You don't have to wait for Cyber Monday or Black Friday to save $20 off of a single bottle of Primal D. Primal D is the single best vitamin D supplement in the world. Vitamin D delivered the way nature intended it. Use the coupon code FLASH, F-L-A-S-H 5995 today. Go to primal-d.com to learn more. If you're taking vitamin D orally or even sublingually, you're really missing out on the real benefits of vitamin D. Check it out. So, when we were going into the break, Dr. Kandel, I mentioned statin drugs for a second. Is creatine contraindicated? You think contraindicated for someone who is taking statin drugs? You think, especially if they're starting to train?
That I'm not really sure. We never use the use of statins as a specific exclusion criteria. However, what we prescribe is if anybody is on medication that they get medical clearance beforehand. So that I can't really comment on, but we do know, and there's some recent research when it comes to inflammation. I know inflammation is not a specific correlate to things such as blood cholesterol, but creatine is actually having some really important anti-inflammatory properties when it comes to exercise. A lot of individuals, even past the age of 40, they say, God, I just can't recover as quickly as I used to. I'm always sore, and I can't get back in the gym like I had planned. And there's some good evidence with extended aerobic exercise and some limited research with resistance training that creatine in combination with exercise can actually speed up muscle recovery. So the individual, specifically an aging individual, hopefully can get back in the exercise program and maintain that on a consistent basis.
Those of us who've, I mean, I've been taking creatine for well over 15 years now. And on the rare occasion, I cycle off of it, but a lot of the research shows that once your muscles are saturated, you can take off for as much as 3 weeks before it starts to deplete. With that being the case, I always like to load with creatine because I love to see that 4 pound gain on the scale.
Okay.
But this is something that women hate. Women hate creatine. In fact, Elisa, my co-host on Casual Friday, when she first started taking creatine, the first thing she said was, is it going to make me put on weight? And I'd say, probably so, but it's muscle weight. And she'd go, no, I don't want it. Because women, they think any weight is bad. Did you have any issues with the women in the groups that you worked with? Did they see the scale change? Did they go, oh, wait a minute, I don't like this?
Well, it's an interesting, when we do a study in younger individuals, males, they love the size gain. Females usually will drop out when we are in the infancy of our studies because of the water gain. And basically, creatine just takes water from the bloodstream and forces it around the muscle fiber. And we now know that cell swelling to the muscle fiber is one of the main mechanistic actions, how it can stimulate genes in the cell to grow. But we've actually shown that the loading phase is not necessary. If you do a smaller amount for every day during a resistance training program, those benefits do occur, and that does decrease the amount of water retention or weight gain.
Yeah.
In the older population or aging population, they're not usually too conscious of the increase in size. However, I will be honest, we have had males and females withdraw because of the initial increases in weight.
Isn't that amazing? The perspective on things, right? So, if I take off for a few weeks, I'll load. I'll do 20 grams a day for 4 days, and I step on the scale, and I'm like, wow, I'm up 4 pounds. This is awesome,
yes.
And I can feel my muscles. There's an awareness. You know, you can feel the muscles. They pull in fluid, especially if you're drinking a lot of water. And it makes me so excited. And then some other person could see that as a detriment. They could think, oh, you know, I'm putting on weight. I feel swollen. And it's like, yeah, isn't that wonderful? No, it's not.
Yeah, well, and you're absolutely right. It's the theory, and I try to educate all our participants saying the increase in water retention is very acute. Your body will adjust over time. But keep in mind that if you do get the initial increase in maybe the first 7 to 10 days of increase in body mass, hopefully that transcends into an increase in muscle and bone. Unfortunately, there are individuals who do not respond to creatine, and we hypothesize it's because they already have a lot of intramuscular creatine from their diet. The studies we've done in 2003 in vegetarians, they actually respond really well because they don't have creatine in their diet. So
right.
Once you give them a supplement, they actually improve really well.
How much of the increases in strength from creatine are a result of the hydration of the fiber causing a change in the fiber's angle, if you will, right? If two guys are standing, if we have a rope attached to a car and you and I are standing exactly side by side and pulling versus you and I getting about 60 degrees apart and pulling, we have leverages that change. How much of the strength gains do you think are from the leverages on an individual fiber by fiber basis changing because of the plumping of the muscle fiber?
Well, speculation would suggest that it could have an effect, and without actually looking at muscle fiber morphology specifically, I probably can't comment specifically. We hypothesize, and a number of researchers in the States as well, that the potential increase in muscle strength is probably based on creatine being a high phosphate energy metabolism.
Mm.
So if there's more creatine in the muscle, that could allow you to exercise at a higher intensity over time, thus inducing strength. But we now know that creatine has a direct effect on neuromuscular function. So it can basically allow faster recruitment of type 2 muscle fibers, which are the ones we primarily use in explosive movements or a maximal strength test. And I'd be remiss to say that probably one of the most concurrent and concrete effects of creatine is an increase in muscular strength or muscle performance.
Lots of good research shows that creatine plus beta-alanine have a 1 plus 1 equals 3 effect, both in muscle strength but also hypertrophy, protein synthesis, new satellite cell deployment, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys looking at adding beta-alanine by any chance to any of this research, or are you just going to stick with creatine?
We usually stick with creatine and other compounds. I know Dr. Jeffrey Stone and Abby Smith in the United States have looked at beta-alanine. We actually find the best benefits when you combine creatine and whey protein.
Yeah.
And they're on two different mechanistic pathways, and we just came up with a really good review 2 years ago in the Journal of Biogerontology. But when you combine the creatine, and it has a number of mechanistic actions, and then combine that with the potential anabolic effects of the amino acids in the whey protein, we actually see that you get an even greater increase in strength and muscle mass compared to creatine alone. And they usually look at two different pathways, everything from satellite cells to the mTOR signaling pathway for muscle to what we now consider the anti-catabolic. It decreases inflammation so the human body can grow and stop breaking down at the same time, which is a very difficult thing to do.
Let's do this. Let's take a couple minute break here, and I've got plenty more questions. We're talking with Dr. Darren Kandow. We're talking about resistance training plus creatine is beneficial for older adults who are suffering from the age-related muscle loss, also known as sarcopenia. So those of you who are personal trainers out there, if you're working with older individuals, if they see better results, they're going to get jacked about their training. They're going to want to train more. So think about introducing them to creatine monohydrate, assuming that they've checked with their physician first and make sure that it's okay for them to take it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and
need a new way to build your client base? Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Free Alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone, immaculate.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Darren Kandow about the effects of creatine supplementation and resistance training on older trainees. And, you know, those of you who are older, or if you work with older individuals, you have to start where you are. Sometimes, if you're very frail already, just standing longer is where you start. But you have to start, and if you start somewhere and you just continue to focus on progression, progressive overload, and time under tension, you'll see the results of this process. So is there any evidence that creatine can affect myostatin, which is a negative regulator of muscle? I have to believe that myostatin increases with age. Does creatine have an effect on that?
It has, to my knowledge, no direct or indirect effect as of yet. There's new potential, actually, sarcopenic drugs that are being theorized to go to market, and that may take 10, 20 years, based on the myostatin premise that if we can override this inhibitor of muscle growth, that could be a beneficial effect. And we do think in aging individuals, with the accelerated muscle atrophy, and that could be from a number of factors, myostatin may be involved. But to my knowledge, creatine has not been implicated in myostatin as of yet.
And it could just be lack of activity. I mean, let's face it.
Absolutely.
Older people, the old question, do you slow down because you age, or do you age because you slow down, plays a role in this whole discussion.
Yeah, it's like the chicken or the egg.
Does
the body prevent us from being active, or do we just choose to be inactive as we get older because either muscle soreness or people say, hey, you're getting too old to do that? We think it's probably a combination, because we can take an aging individual, no matter how old they are, and actually put them on a structured exercise program, and they do respond. So our body's almost memory or ability to respond to exercise is preserved well past the age of 100. It just depends on the progression and productivity that the individual is willing to put in. And I think some new strategies that I alluded to, this low load, high volume resistance training, so taking a light weight and actually doing more than 10 reps to the point where you feel fatigue, that actually is showing promise. So there's some new strategies coming out to help people achieve their goals, and creatine is one of those that could help. There's many others, from the omega-3s to the proteins to whatever, but we always think that the exercise program has to be a staple for longevity and functionality.
But when you say fatigue, are we talking about failure? Are we saying you can't go any further?
That's what I classify fatigue, because if you tell a human to go until they don't like it anymore, then they'll stop.
Right.
And if you read back into the old 1970s of when Arnold Schwarzenegger were talking about how the muscle grows, they even knew without any scientific evidence that the muscle will respond to absolute fatigue. So if you see an individual do a set of 10, and if you ask them, could you have done more, they say, yes, but I've just always been told three sets of 10. I personally think is one of the limiting factors why people don't see improvements, and they typically refrain from exercise, that if we actually push the muscle to what they call fatigue, and that could be meaning 16, 17 reps, then they might actually see more rapid results. And some really good cellular evidence from Stu Phillips' work at McMaster University has shown that. And we have recently shown in postmenopausal women that when they do repetitions and the average was 30, they do get an increase in strength. So this ceiling effect of maybe do 10 to 15 repetitions that a lot of personal trainers give, really good evidence is suggesting that should not be the gold standard anymore, that there is good strategies to achieve positive results.
Well, and this plays into Arthur Jones's whole high-intensity training. While he was going from maximal loads to stimulate failure, you know, one set to complete eccentric failure, and he was using very heavy weights. The same could be true using lighter weights, but still going to that point of eccentric failure where you just can't do another rep.
Yeah, and really important distinction is that the lightweight to failure increase some signaling pathways very similar to heavy weights, but a really important caveat, especially for aging individuals, is that multiple sets, such as three at a heavier weight, still improve strength more than a lightweight. So our new study is combining low and high loads in one exercise session. So a really simplistic action is maybe if you do three or four sets per exercise, do heavy, and then work your way down to lighter, but to fatigue, so you sort of incorporate the premise of both.
Yeah, and this is an old bodybuilding technique, right? We call it the burnout set. You know, so you did your bench press, your three, four, five sets, whatever it is, 5x5, whatever the protocol is, and then you drop your weight down to maybe 30% of your one rep max, and you just go till you can't go anymore. And they call it a burnout set. That's the set that's been shown to elicit the release of mechanogrowth factors and so on in the muscles when the lactate starts to build up.
And the other huge thing for health population and promotion is it introduces variety. It's not stagnant where you're doing the exact same thing every day. It introduces variety, and we think that could be a really important factor to keep people exercising for the rest of their lives.
I think the thing that keeps people exercising for the rest of their lives is progress. When a person starts seeing, and that's why I like creatine. You take a guy, and I was actually talking to Elisa during the break, and she said, you know, the reason I've always struggled with taking creatine is because of the weight gain, and I said, you got to get over that because it's muscle. And it's like you take a guy and you put him in the gym for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden he can see his biceps and his shoulders popping. He wants to go twice a day now. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's really an interesting phenomenon. Real quick before we end this interview, so what is the dosing protocol? How did you calculate what dose to give a person by the kilogram versus the gram of supplementation?
Yes, and so we've done some preliminary studies back in the early 2000s where we looked at the amount of creatine that the body could absorb and having the least amount in the urine. And we found that after about 3 or 4 days of the loading phase, you started to excrete a lot of that in the urine. So financially and metabolically, we said, what is the best strategy that we can use to say we're going to retain as much as we can and have hardly any in the urine?
The lowest effective dose. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then so in a number of trial and error studies, we've actually come up with a really important dose that we have shown to be really effective and, more importantly, is safe. So the most effective, safest dose, and right now it's currently at 0.1 grams per kilogram a day. So if the average person is 70 kilograms, that's only 7 grams.
Yeah, that's easy.
And we see effects, really beneficial effects to muscle as well as bone, and it's extremely safe. We can't comment on the 20 grams a day loading phase. We see a lot of potential side effects. So for Elisa, and there's actually studies out there that have shown that 3 grams a day is beneficial. So if she, for example, didn't want to have the weight gain, a simple 2 or 3 grams a day, and then do that for a couple months, you
right.
could get beneficial effects to the
muscle. So, yeah, because basically all the research on creatine shows that you either load fast or load slowly. So, in other words, if you're taking 3 grams a day, maybe it'll take you 2 months to reach saturation, where if you're taking twice as much, it takes you 1 month. And if you're taking 3 times as much, and so it's a linear dose-dependent situation. What about timing? Post-workout, the whole 6 grams? Or should you be taking it twice a day? What do you think?
Very interesting. Our lab is probably the leaders on the timing, and we have another study in review right now. So my recommendation based on the 4 studies on creatine timing is that you get slightly better effects when you consume all your creatine post-workout.
Mm-hmm.
That's compared to just exercise alone. But we have also shown that you do get beneficial effects with creatine before exercise as well. So my suggestion is if you were going to take 0.1 gram per kilogram, and just for a round number, if that worked out to be 10 grams a day, you could consume 5 grams before exercise and 5 grams after.
Which leads me to a question that I've always wondered, right? So we know that creatine is best when the muscle is saturated, and that's why so many people believe in loading. But does circulating creatine, is it able to infiltrate and activate in the muscle acutely during that workout?
Yeah, and the limitation, you make a really good point, that a pioneer in creatine research, Roger Harris from the United Kingdom, showed that pre-contraction, so the exercise session, stimulates blood flow to the muscle, and when you consume creatine post-exercise, that can accelerate its uptake. The problem with taking creatine before, there have been some studies to show that it can take as much as 2 to 3 hours before the creatine in the blood from pre-exercise ingestion gets in the muscle. So if you were to ask me if I would consume creatine before or after, I would probably say if I had to choose one, it would be just post-exercise.
Okay.
That's when all our muscles are sort of receptive to the amount of energy coming back in.
And, you know, I always hearken back to, from an evolutionary perspective, everything makes sense. If we look at Dr. Malin Watfi's book of Dove Diplomats and Diabetes, it makes perfect sense because you would have been working all day to catch that animal. And the body is most receptive to take those nutrients and restore and even supercompensate for the next hunt, if you will. So it makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
And it's exactly the same analogy now of the protein. We actually had a little period where we thought pre-exercise protein ingestion was beneficial, and some really good reviews have come out that post-exercise protein is probably all you need, and it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the timing, but it's the dose. So these post-exercise cocktails, if you will, it might be the only time you need to pay attention. And the other analogy to look at is that caffeine takes 60 minutes to get in the bloodstream to be effective, and that's a drug effect, then something such as creatine or protein probably take a lot longer, so
right.
maybe post-exercise is all you need.
Yeah, great work, and I hope that more and more physicians out there start recommending
Yes.
creatine to their older patients, because they're, you know, a lot of insurance companies are now paying for gym visits for elderly individuals. There's programs called Silver Sneakers where they'll pay $3 every session for an elderly person to go to the gym. Now we need
wow.
to get the message out there that they should be taking creatine along with their workout,
or at least the information to give them the awareness about what they can do for a whole lifestyle change.
Great work, Dr. Kandel. Thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio
yes,
today.
Yes, thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so there you have it. Great information. Again, as I said earlier when Rob Regish was on the show, I am off for the Thanksgiving holiday. We will see everybody back here Monday. I believe that's the 1st. I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Check out CoachRobRegish.com. Thank you to Rob for the Blueprint Power Hour. And, of course, thank you to Dr. Darren Kandel for coming on and talking to us about how creatine plus resistance training increases not only muscle, but bone mineral uptake in elderly adults. So we're not just talking about sarcopenia now. We're talking about osteoporosis as well. So there you go. Give your grandma some creatine. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll see everybody next week, and thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio.